9:41, נכון להבוקר, מעט אנשים מכירים יותר טוב ממנו את פרטי הפרטים של האיום שנשקף מאיראן. הוא לומד ונושם וחי את הסיפור של הגרעין האיראני, והוא בטוח שבטהרן דוהרים לפצצה, ואנחנו כאן מתעסקים במשני ולא בעיקר. הוא מרק דובוביץ', שעומד בראש מכון מחקר וושינגטוני חשוב, ה-FDD, הוא כבר כמה שבועות נמצא כאן בארץ, פוגש גם את מקבלי ההחלטות שאותם הוא מנסה לשכנע, תסתכלו לכיוון טהרן, שם האיום העיקרי, כל השאר הסחות דעת. מרק, שלום, good morning.
Hi, Ilana, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being with us. So take me to Tehran, to the chambers of the Supreme Leader, Ali Khamenei. First of all, he can note to himself, unlike most of us, that 2023 was a great year for him and for his country?
Yeah, Ilana, 2023 was a great year for the Supreme Leader. And 2022 was a terrible year, because in 2022, he was facing massive protests. There were hundreds of thousands of Iranians on the street in the Woman, Life, Freedom marches, yelling death to the dictator. In 2023, he really turned that around. And obviously, October 7th and the horrific attack on Israel was a crowning moment for the Supreme Leader.
Whereas he will fight to the last Palestinian in Gaza or the last Hezbollah fighter in Lebanon while they are doing the work for him?
That has always been his strategy. I mean, his strategy is to surround Israel with a ring of fire, with proxies on every border, and as you say, to fight to the last dead Palestinian, Lebanese, Iraqi, Yemeni, Syrian. You know, he doesn't matter, as long as he's not fighting to the last dead IRGC or Islamic Revolutionary Guard fighter, he will continue to be on offense against Israel and put Israel on defense. And he'll do this and cause what I call the sort of weapon of mass distraction, which is to get Israel pinned down and fighting the proxies while he works on his weapon of mass destruction, which is the atomic weapons program back in Tehran.
And we'll talk about that in a minute. אני שואלת את מרק דובוביץ' על המנהיג העליון בטהרן, עלי חמינאי, שיכול לרשום לעצמו ש-2023 הייתה שנה נהדרת. הוא אומר, כן, בניגוד לקודמתה שהייתה שנה נוראה מבחינתו, מחאה, נשים יוצאות לרחובות, ב-2023 הוא הצליח בעצם לעטוף את ישראל בטבעת של אש. הוא ילחם עד טיפת דמו האחרונה של פלסטיני בשטחים, של עזתי, של סורי, של עיראקי, של לבנוני בחיזבאללה. הוא יעשה את זה בעוד שהוא עצמו מכין את הנשק להשמדה המונית, שעל זה צריך לשים את הדגש. And we read in investigative pieces, in lots of research lately, that Iran is already on the verge of being a nuclear power. What does it mean effectively? On a concrete level, so, Mark, what could they have in a matter of weeks?
Well, in a matter of days, they could have one nuclear weapon. In a month, they could have 6 to 7 nuclear weapons. In a matter of months, they could have 13 nuclear weapons. I mean, essentially what they are right now is they have the ability to break out. They have enough weapons-grade uranium to break out to multiple nuclear weapons. They have the missiles to deliver them, the long-range missiles that can hit Israel, U.S. troops in the region, our allies, even parts of Europe. And all they have left to do is build a warhead that gives them the ability to integrate the weapons-grade uranium onto the missile and then fire that missile at Israel or our other allies.
And they are already dug deep into the mountains, or are they working about, you know, what we call the immunity space that they can dug themselves into? Are they already there in the places that we cannot bomb, we cannot get?
So they're not yet in a zone of immunity. They have two major enrichment facilities, one in Natanz and one in Fordo. Both are underground, but we think that certainly U.S. bombs could reach that, Israeli bombs as well. But what they are working on is a new facility. This is also in Natanz, but this one goes much deeper underground, 100 meters, maybe hundreds of meters underground, buried under a mountain, hardened against any ability of the United States and certainly Israel
to destroy that facility. Where no bunker busters can get?
Where even maybe America's largest bunker busters, you know, our massive ordnance penetrators can't get to. So this is the goal, is they want to create this facility, go deep underground, and then they can install advanced centrifuges, they can divert uranium from other places, and then they can break out in this facility to a nuclear warhead, multiple nuclear warheads, without our ability to destroy it.
I'll just translate what you just said. כשאני שואלת את מרק דובוביץ' מה זה אומר שאיראן כבר מדינת סף גרעינית, הוא אומר שבתוך ימים יכולה להיות להם פצצה אחת, בתוך חודש 6 או 7 פצצות, בחודשים 13 פצצות, יש להם כבר את הטילים שיסעו את הפצצות האלה, עדיין חסר להם ראש הנשק הקרבי, הגרעיני, אבל הם הולכים ומתחפרים עמוק יותר בתוך מה שקראנו פעם מרחב החסינות, שני מתקנים בפורדו בנתן זה מתחת לקרקע, אבל הפצצות האמריקאיות, חודרות הבונקרים יכולות להגיע אליהם, עכשיו הם עובדים על מתקן נוסף שיהיה חפור מאות מטרים עמוק לתוך האדמה, שם אפילו הפצצות המתקדמות ביותר שהאמריקאים יכולים לתת לישראל לא יכולות להגיע. Okay, and then you come to the IDF planner, and I know you do, and you meet decision makers in Israel, and you tell them what? Forget about Hamas, forget about Hezbollah, concentrate on Iran?
Well, I would say not forget about, because Israel's obviously got significant things to do in the short term against Hamas and against Hezbollah, and they are, you know, serious enemies. But not to forget about Iran's nuclear weapons program. And again, you know, I think from Khamenei's perspective, he has created this weapon of mass distraction where all of the security planners in Israel and in the United States too are very focused on fighting against these proxies. You know, we in the United States are fighting against Shiite militias in Iraq and the Houthis in Yemen, who've basically shut down the Red Sea. You in Israel are dealing with Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad and obviously the North and Hezbollah, while the West Bank is simmering and you've got many battalions.
But the question is the 80-something-year-old supreme leader determined not only to develop this weapon but to make use of it?
Well, I think he's certainly determined to develop it. The question is whether he would make use of it. I think the certainly the way he would make use of it is that, imagine, God forbid, another October 7th taking place under an Iranian nuclear umbrella, and now you're an IDF planner and you're thinking about how to respond in Gaza or in Lebanon against his proxies, and the Iranians are threatening nuclear escalation. Now imagine the pressure that puts on Israeli decision makers and American decision makers. Imagine an American president who says to Israel, you're not going into Gaza, you're not going into Lebanon, you're not going into Judea and Samaria because the Iranians are threatening nuclear escalation. Stand down. We're going to try to find a diplomatic resolution to this that keeps Israel's enemies standing.
And I'll talk to you a bit more about the American administration, where they stand. אבל מסביר מרק דובוביץ', קודם כל שחמנאי ממשיך להתקרב לפצצה, בעוד ישראל ואמריקה עסוקות בפרוקסיס שלו, כלומר בבעלי הברית, באלה שהוא מפעיל מולנו בעזה, בלבנון, באלה שהוא מפעיל מול האמריקאים בתימן, בעוד ששם יש מנהיג שנחוש לפחות להגיע לפצצה. ועכשיו, אומר מרק דובוביץ', תדמייני עוד 7 באוקטובר, כשכבר תהיה לאיראן פצצה גרעינית, ואז ישראל צריכה להתמודד עם חיזבאללה, עם חמאס, עם הטרור ביהודה ושומרון, איראן מאיימת להשתמש נגד ישראל בנשק גרעיני, והנשיא האמריקאי אומר לישראל, אתם לא נכנסים לעזה, אתם לא פותחים במלחמה מול חיזבאללה, כי אני לא רוצה מלחמת עולם שלישית. And when America says, we have your back, but on the other hand, tensions run so high between Washington, D.C. and Israel these days, and the Biden administration is lifting sanctions, effectively boosting Iran's economy. Does Washington understand what you are trying to say in any way, shape, and form?
Well, I don't think this administration is prepared to do what multiple U.S. presidents have promised, which is to use all elements of American power to stop Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. This administration, in the past 3 years, as you alluded to, Ilana, they've given billions of dollars in sanctions relief to Iran. Iran's nuclear program has escalated massively under President Biden. And I don't see any indication that this American president is prepared to use military force. I worry that no American president may be prepared to use military force to stop Iran's
nuclear weapons
program.
Not even
Donald Trump. I mean, I think Trump may not be willing to use military force to blow up the facilities. Now, he may be prepared to warn the Iranians that if they massively retaliate against Israel or against U.S. forces in the region, then he'd use military force to intervene. But I think Israel is alone. I think Israel is alone under any administration going forward, which is why I'm here in Israel sounding the alarm to decision makers.
So you're telling us, folks, you're on your own, therefore what?
Well, you're on your own, so there needs to be a significant focus and attention by the prime minister, by the political leadership, and certainly by the agencies in Israel to start preparing a comprehensive plan to deal with Iran's nuclear facilities and to support the Iranian people. Because at the end of the day, you know, there are millions of Iranians who despise this regime. Hundreds of thousands have taken to the streets. Many of them have been killed, tortured, raped, imprisoned. And yet the United States and Israel has done nothing to support them. So we need a strategy of maximum pressure against the regime. We need a strategy of maximum support to support the Iranian people to severely weaken this regime.
No doubt. You sounded the alarm. Mark Dubovitch, thank you so much for being with us. Best of luck.
Thanks so much, Alana. Appreciate it.
אומר לנו מרק דובוביץ' שהממשל האמריקאי כנראה לא מוכן לעשות מה שצריך מול תוכנית הגרעין האיראנית, ממשל ביידן בוודאי שלו, שהסיר סנקציות והקל על הכלכלה האיראנית, גם טראמפ הוא אומר לא מוכן יהיה להשתמש בכוח, בקיצור, אתם לבד, ואני כאן כדי לומר למקבלי ההחלטות אצלכם, וגם לאנשים במערכת הצבאית והביטחונית, תתמקדו באיראן, תתחילו להיערך גם לאפשרות שתצטרכו להתמודד עם מתקני הגרעין האיראנים, וגם לאפשרות למנף את האופוזיציה שקיימת שם בתוך איראן.